Banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs. They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
While there's some controversy about it, I have to confess, I liked the Clint Eastwood halftime ad. I mean, I like the tone of that ad. I like the idea that the world's counted us down before. We're just regrouping. And I believe that with your help in the primary, with your help in the general election, we can, in fact, develop an approach that will put America back on the right track, that will guarantee that we have a full employment economy, that will guarantee that we're able to compete in manufacturing with anyone in the world, that will guarantee that we can be safe by having the best intelligence and defense system in the world.
That's Newt Gingrich out of Kansas.
800-345-9622. 800-345-9622. It's Baldwin McCullough live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. This weekend CPAC fame, where we got to talk about advancing common sense conservative ideas into the pop culture.
Yeah, and we did it, Kevo, I might say, with great passion, zeal,
quite
eloquence.
Quite smartly.
We were like a blowtorch down there today, bro. We went in and just torched them with kooky conservatism.
Well, you may be turning on the radio, and you may be hearing these words for the first time. Someone who didn't have a ton of common sense and conservatism in her life towards the end is dead tonight. I am talking about Whitney Houston, who, as it's being reported all through the night, you're seeing the headlines, and was just on the instant message to the wifey at the home, and she said, you know what, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this wasn't an overdose. She said, and Beloved Bride knows all this stuff because she's, you know, up to speed on this, but she said it is very likely that she was enduring depression. Tomorrow night was the Grammys. Evidently at the Bev Hilton, what's the hotel that they're at? Hold on one second. At the Beverly Hills Hilton, they always host this big pre-Grammy party, and I believe there are now crime scene investigators and some other vehicles on site there at the Beverly Hills Hilton. So it looks like we're going to have some more information about what that is.
Either way,
in the next little bit,
our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to Whitney Houston and her family. And it's tragic, brother.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Take a listen to just the purity of this voice.
Won't you hold me in your arms and keep me safe from harm?
That is from the all-time most sold copies of any film soundtrack in the history of movie making.
That's something.
The Bodyguard, yeah. Best-selling soundtrack of all time, and Whitney Houston dead at age 48. So, you know, we had things we were going to talk about, but Stephen, we didn't talk about this. I want to talk about death.
You want to talk about death?
I want to talk about death. 800-345-9622. Here's why. Last weekend, the lovely bride and I jettisoned across the United States to go observe the passing of her grandfather's memorial service.
Right.
World War II veteran. He was buried with full military honors.
Mm-hmm.
An honorable thing. A man that I had only known for about 9 years, but that I had come to know and love personally.
Sure.
Was an incredible man. Last night, I get a call from my aunt, my grandfather, the only remaining World War II veteran in my family, passed away yesterday afternoon about 4:15. Whitney Houston dead at 48 tonight. And here's what I would love to talk about. 800-345-9622. How do you measure what is a life that is well lived? What do you measure that by? Hmm. What do you call a good life? Because here's, and you can beat around the bush all you want to on this. Whitney Houston had every trapping of whatever this life offered. Money, fame, talent, good looks, admirers, men, whatever she could want. It was kind of like, this isn't a religious show, but if you know anything about the Old Testament, the King Solomon, the whole book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, surveyed the entire world, and there wasn't anything that he couldn't have.
Right.
That was Whitney Houston, in large respect. But was her life a life well lived? These two grandfathers of mine and the lovely brides, they didn't have a lot of those trappings. They served their country in World War II. They died largely forgotten for what they did in the 40s for their country.
Yeah. Sure.
Largely,
sure.
Except for the military honors that that the lovely bride's grandfather had. I don't think my grandfather's going to have that. And he served the Navy in the big war.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't think about death very often. In America, it's like we don't want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything we can to push our mind away from it until something like this happens. I remember the night Elvis died. I was like 7 years old. My whole family sitting around the TV watching going, oh, Elvis is dead. And they're all watching TV. And, you know, somebody get up to get a glass of water. Sit down. I've got to watch the TV and see what happened to Elvis.
Hmm.
So how do you measure, friend, you listening right now, how do you measure whether or not a life is lived well? I want to know how you measure that. 800-345-9622. 1-800-345-9622. Because it isn't something that's talked about very often. But I really want to know from you what you think. What are your thoughts as you heard about Whitney's passing?
Well, I would say that it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. I think that regardless of what you achieve according to society, culture, you know, money, fame, et cetera, et cetera. I come from, and I don't say this, you know, to be funny or, you know, pat myself on the back or anything like that. But we come from pretty humble beginnings.
Massapequa.
My dad was a school teacher, made $25,000 a year, raised six kids. Myself and my brothers go on to make a bunch of movies over the last 25 years and, you know, yada, 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 yada. I think a life well lived is a life that, number one, you can understand. If you can come into the understanding that life is only lived one day at a time, and I don't say that from any 12-step program, this or that. I've really learned that tomorrow's gone. I mean, sorry, yesterday's gone, and tomorrow you don't know what it's going to be.
Right, right, right.
So if, for me, if you can really be content staying in the moment and enjoy the peace and the joy that comes with the simplicity of the simple life, you know, because Kevin, I've been up, I've been down, I've, you know, been you know, big time Hollywood movies and this and that. I was talking to somebody the other day, this lovely woman, we're putting together a very small independent faith based film.
Right,
it's going
to be
like a $2 million budget, and I'm trying to communicate to this woman some ideas and thoughts and this and that. And she said, well, you know, what about this? Well, I said, darling, you have to understand, you're talking to a guy. I worked with Brian De Palma. I worked with Oliver Stone. I've worked with Tom Cruise. I didn't say it to be bragging. I just said, I've been in the realm of the biggest reality of filmmaking that Hollywood has to offer. And now, who I am today, I feel blessed to have any opportunity at all to make any movie.
Isn't that interesting? All right, we got to take a break, but we want to talk to you. Whitney Houston's dead at 48. In the McCullough household, we lost two World War II veterans in the last 2 weeks, and the last two World War II veterans in our families, I might add. 800-345-9622. It has caused me to think deep and hard about what death is and why it comes at such a shock to us. Stephen and I were literally in the car on the way up from D.C. back to New York tonight to get this show on the air. And we hear the news just before we walk into the studio. And my thoughts all turned back to this topic that I've been thinking about in my own head, and I haven't talked to anybody about. So we would like to talk about it with you. How do you measure what a life well lived looks like? How do you measure that? 800-345-9622. We've already got Joseph from Tampa and Ray from Reno and some others that are dying. We got one phone line open. We want to talk to you about it. Also, I'm curious. What's the over-under on whether it was an overdose or not? If it's a suicide attempt, probably so. Do you think it was intentional? Was she that depressed? I mean, this was a woman who had it all, and now it's gone. Let's talk about it. 800-345-9622. Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough.
2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free...
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
¶¶
McCullough Live, coming to you live from New York tonight. We were in Washington, D.C. just earlier today. Who's we? Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yo.
Kevin McCullough.
Yo.
You might know me from Fox News or from townhall.com or from Baldwin McCullough Radio or the Kevin McCullough Show.
Yeah, they could know us.
Or Stephen Baldwin's handler.
Homepage on TMZ.
Whatever. Hey, in case you're just tuning in, Whitney Houston, dead at 48. So here's what we're talking about tonight, and it's a little bit different than anything we've ever talked about before. What is the measure of a life well lived? 800-345-9622. And there's already people that want to weigh in. Let's go to Joseph in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Joseph, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Baldwin, your brother's a genius for turning that whole American Airlines fiasco on Saturday Night Live. He's a genius for doing that.
Wonderful.
Hey, you asked the question about how you measure a life. Okay, let me throw this out there. When you conduct things during your lifetime, are you moving toward God or away from God? And also another way you can say it is, how did you conduct yourself when no one was looking?
Well, that's very interesting that you mentioned that. An old buddy of mine has a phrase written up on the bedroom wall of his children, and it says, "Character is who you are when nobody else is around." Very interesting that you make that observation. And that would be, I would agree that's an interesting thought about, how do you measure a life well lived? That's very interesting.
Joe, are you actually saying that that the measure of the character is the same as the measure of the life?
Well, he mentioned the word character, but, I mean, personality and character can be used synonymously.
Sure.
They actually mean two different things. Character means true to your word. Personality means something different. This Whitney Houston thing, Andy Gibb in the 80s, a lot of money, fame, everything came easily to him. There's something to be said about struggling in life where you may not get there quickly and with a lot of money, but the struggle keeps you alive and, you know what I'm saying.
Interesting stuff, Joe. Thanks for the call. 800-345-9622. Did Whitney have a life well lived? In your opinion, as you're listening tonight, as you're hearing the news that Whitney Houston is dead, do you think Whitney, from your perspective, wherever you're sitting and whatever you've heard about her, is it the type of life that you would like your daughter to live? That would be a very interesting question to ask.
Sure.
Because she had every single thing that I think you could possibly have in life. 800-345-9622. In terms of looking at it from one perspective, I think she had everything. Riches, fame, wealth, talent, looks, career, kids.
I wouldn't say the last 15 years has gone very well.
Yeah.
And I might add that she was a professed believer in Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And sang about Jesus Christ. So, for me, as just a little side little thought bubble, it seems to me that if the Bible's true and you stand up and represent the Savior, then in the spiritual warfare of that, the forces of darkness are going to come against you. So maybe the last 15 years of her life was just a horrible attack by the kingdom of darkness, which has now led to this.
Ray in Reno wanted to say that a life lived well means something different to every single one. Ray, you hung up. Call back. I'd like to know what you thought. Let's go to Brooklyn. Talk to Cindy on line two. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, good evening to both of you.
Thank you. You're listening on our flagship station, AM 970, The Apple. What do you make of a life well lived? How do you judge it? How do you measure it for yourself?
To me, what it means is, at the end of the day, if you have made a better world to the people around you, not so much to everyone in the world, but the people around you. And happiness to me is that if I were to go tonight, I could honestly say that I tried to make the best to the people around me, and I have no misgivings. I think there is a misconception about happiness. I think we are led to believe that we have to find the perfect mate, the perfect time, the perfect income. And life is not what that is about. Life is what I just told you. If at the end of the day, I pretty much could go to my maker and say, if I did mistakes, they were not meant to be, but I try to make the best to the people around me. And as far as Whitney, it's very sad to hear that because she had everything. But I'm not going to say a man. However, I am going to say that she is the example of what a bad person could do to another bad person. We know why. Thank you.
What are you referring to in there?
I think she had a bad influence with the marriage was in.
Bobby Brown.
I don't know the specific.
Kevin said the same thing. It's interesting you say that.
The lovely bride said the same thing. She said that.
Because, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I think it's some people are put on this earth, believe it or not, and I don't know if it's something that any one of us has control to hurt other people. As a matter of fact, I'm one of these people. My personal experience was I fell dearly in love with somebody. At the end of the day, I realized that he was nothing good to me. He was out to hurt me. And it's sad that there are people in this world like that. And I think Whitney Houston is sort of an example.
That's interesting. Hey, Cindy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-345-9622. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We set aside the politics and the news and all the other stuff. Because if you're just waking up and just hearing about it, just turning on the radio, just getting in the car, Whitney Houston is dead at 48, just discovered. The police, here's an update, here's a news update. Police saying that there is no criminal intent evident in the death of Whitney Houston. So they were called to the scene. It looks like it was at the Beverly Hills Hilton. The Houston body is still in the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And so the police have released this information saying that it appears that there's no criminal intent in the death of Whitney Houston, dead tonight at age 48. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We got to take another break. Here's what I want to know, though. I've asked the question, what is the measure of a life well lived? And, Stephen, we talked with people this weekend at CPAC, and you used this expression today on the panel that we talked about. You said something about, I'm a speed freak. I like to live fast and hard. And some people would say, living the way Whitney did, all out, doing everything she could, even with the ups and downs, whatever. Hey, she emptied the tank. There was no octane left.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people personally that would say that's the best way to live.
Sure.
Because if you have sadness, mm-hmm. At the end, and you
sex,
go, but
drugs and rock and roll.
That's what some would argue.
You know.
So that's what I want to know. 800-345-9622. How do you measure a life well lived? For you personally, if you were to wake up tonight and see your obituary in tomorrow's paper, what would it mean? What would you have had to have had said about you to make your life meaningful and well lived? 800-345-9622. 1-800-345-9622. Baldwin and McCullough live. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're tuned to Baldwin McCullough. Here's a soundbite of...
I feel honored. I feel humbled that I am able to still do what I do.
Humbled and very focused, Whitney Houston.
That was from Access Hollywood. It was considered her final interview. And she said she was humbled and grateful to be able to do what she was still doing. 200 million records sold worldwide over the course of her career.
Unbelievable.
200 million records sold worldwide. An amazing voice. Drudge Report is asking, as the top link on his page, is she the greatest voice of all? What do you think? 800-345-9622. But a question about death as it pertains to the Whitney topic, Stephen, but also to some stuff that I've been dealing with personally in the loss of two huge, giant men in my life. A grandfather that was very close to the lovely bride who passed a week ago. And over the Super Bowl weekend, his homegoing was commemorated. And then yesterday, getting the word that my final remaining grandfather, who was alive, World War II veteran, a man that I always pictured whenever I heard the word strength, quiet strength, this was the man that came to mind. 6'6", huge bone structure, mm-hmm. huge shoulders. Mm-hmm. Would get up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. My grandmother would get up with him, make him homemade sausage biscuits and gravy, eggs, bacon, pancakes, homemade biscuits, hash browns, put all that on a plate. He'd eat that. He wouldn't eat lunch. And then he'd go empty a grocery truck, making deliveries, you know, 10 or 12 times a day, loading and unloading that truck. Never once do I ever remember hearing Gramps complain about anything in life. He didn't sell 200 million records. But he loved his family. He loved us grandkids. And if you were to look on paper and see, you know, Norman Wesley McCullough versus Whitney Houston, nobody in the universe would know who Norman Wesley McCullough was. Everybody would know who Whitney Houston was.
Mm-hmm.
But the measure of how you measure, what is a life that was well-lived? Gramps died at 80-something years of age. Whitney Houston's 48. She lived fast and hard. She's now dead. The police now, just to get you up to date on the latest, the Beverly Hills Police Department are making a formal statement. Any details on that, we'll let you know. But let's go back to the calls. What is a life well-lived? Let's talk to Nancy in St. Petersburg, Florida, to start. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're here.
I just wanted to touch on this with Whitney Houston. A life well-lived would have been not to spit at the gifts given her. She spent the last few years of her life just throwing everything away. Somebody could have used that talent and been appreciative of that talent and done better things in life.
Mm.
So I think that she wasted her life that should have been appreciated.
So you're not necessarily in the camp that believes that she had a life that was well-lived?
No, I think she threw it away.
All right, so you wouldn't wish that on your daughter or granddaughter either?
Absolutely not.
All right, Nancy, thanks for the call. Let's try Nathan in Virginia. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? For me, there's two things. One, the spiritual side. You know, what does Whitney think when she woke up? Was she a Christian or not? Mm. Yeah, so that she's going to immediately know that she lived a good life or not. The other, for me, I'm 38 years old, is, you know, am I a good husband, a faithful husband, a good father? I have a 7-year-old daughter. Have parents, my good son. Do I help others? You know, so when coming back from CPAC in D.C., you know, what are people going to think about if and, you know, when I die? Was I a good, not just a person who was involved in stuff, but a good, moral, faithful, decent human being?
Hmm. Well, Nathan, how do you personally measure that? I mean, like, what? If you're talking to your kids tonight, and you have kids, and they're saying, "Hey, Dad, Whitney Houston's dead," you know, and this story comes up about what life means and what you make of it. What is the ultimate value of life? What is this time on this planet for?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely for me and teaching my daughter a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, being centered on being a good, solid, faithful Christian. And then second, helping others. Christmas at our house, birth of Jesus, but it's a good time. We have Santa Claus come to our house, but we raise toys every year for the Salvation Army.
Huh, good for you.
So, you know, that's just one example, letting her know that and we have a good life. She has 2 show horses, and she has good things in her life. She's above the normal standard living standard, but she knows what it's like, what it's about giving back to others.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it. 800-345-9622. Whitney Houston dead at 48. Coming right back after this break. Stay with us.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the...
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assertive roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I'm yours. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for you. I'll pay any cost. Save me from being.
You think you misgauged it? Well, I think the first thought that comes to mind to me is, if you're an American, you're a Roman Catholic. Is this what you voted for when you voted for Barack Obama, people?
And coming up in hour two, Stephen Baldwin can ask that question all over again.
That was a little chat we had on Fox and Friends this morning.
Yep. And the whole contraception thing, should the president have the power to push his will onto people if it violates their conscience? We can talk about that. The breaking news is Whitney Houston found dead just a couple of hours ago in the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And the police have made a couple of statements. They are saying that it does not appear that any ill intent, any criminal behavior was found in her death. The cause is unknown. Paramedics performed CPR on the scene. Mm. There seems to be no signs of foul play. Mm. A Grammy party that had traditionally been hosted by Houston, and I think Bobby Brown, has now been reslated tomorrow as a memorial. Now, this is kind of weird, Stephen. Like, Whitney Houston was an icon in the world of the Grammys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've got this show, and they've got all these expectations that the show is going to be perfect. Why wouldn't they just cancel the Grammys for just a day, a week, or whatever, and say, this person was so significant to the Grammys, to the world of music making, we're just going to put everything on. We don't have to rush through this tomorrow night. I don't know. I'm kind of torn with that. I think that's kind
but
of
I would
weird.
Guess it's a financial decision.
Oh yeah, it's money.
Yeah.
It's money.
Well, no, but not it's money like you're saying it. I mean, it's like it's a live broadcast.
The show must go on, says Jackie.
And exactly.
Yeah.
The show must go on. And you know who would say that? Whitney Houston would say that.
She was approached by X Factor for a judge for a judge seat on their show, and evidently then had it end up being revoked. So some are speculating that she was depressed because she had not done well. The Grammys were tomorrow night. This X Factor thing had not worked out right.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of speculation that Michael Jackson turned up the gas on himself. That's one possibility. People are saying that, you know, Dr. So-and-so stepped out of the room and Michael Jackson, you know, who was within 2 or 3 months of, at 50 years old.
Right.
Launching his next and possibly final world tour.
Right.
You know, Kevin, you asked me, particularly somebody like Whitney Houston, who was probably far worse in her personal life when it came to her being able to deal with being in public, celebrity, fame, this, now. This is something that now that has become something, and we talked about this in the last 15 years. You have seen this breakdown of Whitney Houston, probably triggered, as some say, by the marriage, blah 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 blah, drug addiction, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, now the night before this big maybe comeback revival debut at this coming Grammy show, poof, she's gone. It breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks, you know, because. Because if you ask me, your question is brilliant. You know, how do you measure a life well lived? And you know, to me, I just try to keep it, you know, in my faith and so on and so forth. I'm just, you know, I'm praying that she held
but
on.
You're
to
bummed tonight. You're seriously bummed.
I really am, dude. Because
yeah.
You know, I used to sing. Singing means a lot to
that
me.
That was your first performing part.
And there's, you know, there's really just a handful, in my opinion, in my lifetime, of people that really had anointed voices. And Whitney Houston was one of them.
800-345-9622. Was Whitney the voice of all time? 800-345-9622. Would love to do a little poll on that. Was she the voice of all time? Was she the greatest voice of all time? Case evidence. You can consider this. Of course, it was a song originally written by Dolly Parton as a country tune, but nobody knows that now. Why? Because that's off of the highest-selling soundtrack record of all time, and it's really weird. You know, when I was back doing music radio, it was when Whitney's heyday was. So, you know, some of this stuff is kind of interesting to come back to tonight. But we have asked the question, how do you measure a life and whether or not it's been well-lived or not? I keep thinking about my grandfather, and particularly the lovely bride's grandfather, both of whom had some, you know, debilitating breakdowns in their organs and other things in the final days. But here's what I wondered, and Stephen, I wonder what people think about this. At some point, Gramps and the lovely bride's grandpa were told, your situation is what it is, and it's not going to change, and here's what's going to happen. Eventually, your lungs are going to fill up, you're not going to be able to breathe, and you're going to die. We can make you comfortable, but that's what's going to happen. And over a period of time or days, that's what happens. In that window of time, from the time the doctor says, this is what's going to happen, until you're gone, you've got to do something with that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if I could be a fly on the wall of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
What would they relive? What would they want to remember? What would you want to see? Who would you want to talk to? The lovely bride wasn't able to be by her grandfather's side, but the last grandchild he talked to was the lovely bride.
Mm.
And he made sure that he got her, and he called her Olive Eyes, which is what he had always called her growing up. We see death, 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 death all around us, all the time. Do we ever stop to think about what happens on the other side of that? Does it even matter? There's a lot of you listening tonight that are not into religion in any way. You're not into the faith that Stephen espouses and has changed his life radically because of. But how do you answer that ultimate question if you don't? If there is nothing out there, then what is death to you? If you're an atheist, if you're someone that doesn't buy into any of this stuff, I'd really like to hear from you. Because I would like to try to understand where you're coming from. You hear where we're coming from every week. But I'd like to know where you're coming from.
What's the phone number?
800-345-9622. 1-800-345-9622. Whitney Houston dead at 48. No signs of criminal intent in the death. Paramedics tried CPR when they arrived, all to no avail. And the police have made a couple of statements. They're still not reporting the cause of death. Some of the sources we've checked in with have said it looks like an overdose. Stay with us.
Competitive edge that sets you apart from the masses.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough.
Hi.
And we're going to go straight back to the phones. Our number, 800-345-9622. We're talking, what does it mean, or how do we understand what it means to have had a life well-lived, now with the passing announced tonight of the legendary singer Whitney Houston. We're asking that question, and we're going to go to Robert in California.
Utah. Yeah.
Same thing. How you doing, Robert?
Wonderful.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Right.
What's on your mind, Robert?
Well, just make a quick statement about Houston is I've been reading the scriptures for Bible for 40 plus years, and I come to discover an answer that a lot of people don't realize that's there. And that's called faith alone is what brings the thing that's worthwhile to living. So what I'm trying to say is I can wake up in the morning and go into the Spirit like they did on Pentecost 100 times a day. And when I do that, I'm set free. I know the truth of what Jesus Christ was trying to say. But he makes mention in the Bible that the Spirit teaches the truth, but the letter killeth. Well, now, what he was trying to say was, people read the Bible, it's called the letter of the writing, see? And it killeth the meaning because they don't have the Spirit of revelation, see? Mm. That's the whole key. But anyway, I got sick the other day, and I didn't want to go to a doctor because I haven't been a doctor in 15 years, see? So I'm 73 years old, and I'll be 74 this year.
Well, Robert, if we get to be as young as you when we're that age, we'll be doing good. Thank you for your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Robert.
800-345-9622. Is a life, how do you measure a life well lived? Let's go to Jane in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, Jane.
Praise the Lord that you would love everybody. First of all, you love your Creator, and definitely know there's life after death, so that has changed my concept of how close we are to the Lord and being judged eventually. I think we are thinking about death because we were having so many death figures, especially, you know, popular figures coming up, and I think it's the time that we do get serious and do as Creator has told us to do, to love him and to love everybody and to repent or change your mind if you do wrong by somebody, and be on the lookout for those that are really needing, you know, help along the way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Jane, good stuff. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, there is no wrong or right answer on this. It's how do you measure a life well lived? It's we're asking you, what does it mean to you to have that life well lived? And we will continue. At the beginning of the next hour, Anthony from Tampa, Florida, says you can't measure a life well lived. He says it's too complicated. We'll talk with Anthony after this top of the hour break. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Whitney Houston dead tonight at age 48. Age 48. Maybe the greatest voice ever. No longer with us. Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live.